Welcome to the Spirit School of Ministry podcast, where we discuss discipleship in your everyday life. Hey, everyone. David here at the Spirit School of Ministry podcast. To my left is Athena Lowe, one of our great teachers. Mm-hmm. Wearing our swag, Spirit School of Ministry.
Represent.
You guys should sign up for Spirit School of Ministry. A new school year is starting. We'd love to have you join
Registration's
us.
Registration's open.
It's hybrid. You could be online, do all the stuff online, wherever you're at. And over there, we've got Jeribai, another great teacher in our school. He's doing the level two this year.
Level two. You know,
I'll be doing level one. I think you're on level two as well.
I am.
Level two.
You're teaming out. There's a lot of pressure preparing for the school year. And there's a lot of pressure as a Christian. So what do you think our topic is today? Well, in the immortal words of Queen.
Do it.
Pressure.
Yes. All right.
So Athena had some thoughts on this. I think we'll get a good discussion going, but why don't you kick us off? What's been on your heart on this? And we'll just fellowship on it.
Yeah. Basically, the thing I had thrown out was how worldly pressures can try and come at God's people. And the way that we can be derailed from recognizing whether or not those worldly pressures are ones that God has allowed to happen for the purpose of building us up and growing us as individuals, or whether or not they are ploys of the enemy. And sometimes we can get so caught up in what is happening in the then that we don't allow ourselves to try and discern the difference.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do you think the difference is?
Well, it really is something whether or not the thing that's happening and the way that you're experiencing it, what is of God and what's not of God in that. And then when I can recognize whether or not I am coming to a greater place in my walk and or understanding of something, and that could even just be of myself. Because there's so many times that we, well, I don't know a better way of putting it, but the hamster wheel, right? We kind of talked about this with the Mary and Martha thing. Like, we get so caught up in the things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis that it can cloud or gray line our perception of the things that we're supposed to be seeing. And so pressures actually make it that much harder. Because if you think about, like, even like a diamond, right? Diamond being under pressure, or like the overflow of a volcano that's creating beautiful things under the ground and allowing processes to happen in the earth that are supposed to happen, or even earthquakes. It's like, if I was right in the middle of that magma storm that was going on, do you think I would be able to see the outliers, the things that were happening with the earth on the other side of that magma? I would be so concerned with the heat and what's going on in me right now. And if the, you
probably
know,
be dead.
Right? And the things that are going on.
Probably be melting.
Unless you're a phoenix.
Or something. From the ashes.
That's interesting.
Jean Grey.
But, just little things like that. So I've tried to bring myself to a place that when I am dealing with stuff that I can rely on the tools that God's given me, right? Diving into the word, asking for prayer, going to, the people that I know cover me and having them just come in and speak to me and remind me of the truth sometimes that I need to hear when I'm so grayed out or blurred in that moment that I just can't recognize it, because then that gives me what I need to be able to overcome.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, wherever the pressure comes from for me, I know God is going to use it. And there can be pressure that comes from the enemy, and there could be pressure that comes from the consequences of my own actions.
Right.
Could be pressure of people, you know, that just have needs. If you're a spouse or a father or a business owner or a teacher, or, you know, you have a lot of people that need you at all times. And that's pressure, because it's responsibility and it's duty. And none of those are bad things.
Right.
But it's part of the narrow way. If you're in the narrow way of Christ, there's going to be pressure on you and around you. That word is actually the word for wine press. The narrow, that word in Greek is for the wine press. So again, it's a pressing that produces something of great value.
Right.
And something that will actually expand. The wine that's produced in the pressing will actually expand to greater joy and blessing in the future. So I heard Paul Young, he said on a podcast, in these type of suffering situations, we shouldn't ask why, we should ask what now.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty good because I've almost beat my head against a rock trying to figure out why I'm suffering. Like the book of Job is about this, like, what? Mm-hmm. This is because you sin, Job. No, it's because of the devil. And it's really, I know devil came in at the beginning, but no, it's because of God. It's because of this. But really it was like, if you're so like discerning the source, you're really looking for someone to blame. That you're like, hey, am I to blame? Mm-hmm. Well, okay, good. If I'm to blame, then I need to confess and it'll go away. Mm-hmm. Is the devil to blame? Well, then I need deliverance, or I need to take authority. I need to kick this thing out.
Right.
Then, you know, then it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. Then the pressure will be gone. Oh, if it's God to blame, well, I guess it's his will, you know. As soon as he's done with me, it'll be gone.
Please make this go away.
Where in reality, we don't know. We never know if it's going to be gone. It could be because we live in a broken, fallen world that has natural evil and demonic powers that, you know, illegally are doing things to people.
Sure.
There's a lot of reasons why something could be. Mm-hmm. And I know I've spent a lot of time going through things trying to figure it out and trying to learn my way out of it. You know, whether that's intellectual or spiritual learning, I need a revelation or I need an insight. And none of that is the same as transformation. Mm-hmm. Insight is not the same as transformation.
Right.
Now, if there is something that's obviously wrong, it might, and it's causing pressure, it might go away if you confess or you take authority or you pray and submit to God, like right away. Mm-hmm. I've had this happen. Something will lift. It'll go off of you.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you're right in the wine press and God's like, we're not getting you out of this because I'm with you in it, by the
sure.
way. And this is how I'm going to produce something in you.
Right.
This is the best time that we have for Christ-likeness.
Right.
Why would I get you out of this when you're becoming like my son that you asked for?
Right.
You know, but it's not like the father's up there going like, oh, let's start the clock. He has 38 more minutes of suffering, you know, then we're going to sear him for a little bit. Then we're going to broil for 5 minutes and he's going to be ready.
Sear,
you know?
And broil. Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's not necessarily doing that. He's, we're filling up his sufferings. Mm. Yeah. You know, this is just coming to me as it's like, I'm under pressure because I'm filling up Christ's sufferings. Colossians 1:24. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kick it to somebody else because I need to think about that.
It's good. I got something to to add to that. It's like you were saying, pressure, and it's like what Athena was saying too. Pressure is not bad, but some is. And so we have to discern where it's coming from. And also, I think one of the greatest questions to ask is like you said, what? And so I love the what question because personally, it postures me differently before God rather than the why question. Yeah. The why is like, I don't want this, take it off of me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pressure involves, let's just say it involves weight. Sometimes the weight of just sheer responsibility, like because you were able to do something, now you have the ability to respond to doing this thing. And so you're being held accountable for something. There is a weight with that. And you could describe it as pressure. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times where there's unnecessary weight, additional weight, I'd say, applied to what is already weighty. Anybody who has any sort of sense of responsibility bears like, you know, this is on me. Mm-hmm. This is my thing that I have to see. I got to take care of it. I have to think about it. I have to bring my attention to it. I might have to do something physical. I have to might do something almost said metaphysical. No, something natural,
ontological,
right? I have to do something with this. Yeah. So there can be a pressure with that. And I just remember the words, of our Lord that his burden is not heavy. It's easy, it's light, but there is something to bear. There's something to be responsible for. I believe there was, quote, pressure put on Adam and Eve right when he made them. He said, be fruitful and multiply.
Sure.
Dominate, right? Mm-hmm. You know, tend to the garden, like take control. And that wasn't independent of God. I mean, it was with God that was part of their responsibility because they were like God, just like we are. Yeah. So there is pressure. It's not all bad. Sometimes we don't want even the smallest form of pressure on us because we are immature. Mm-hmm. You know, I asked my sons or something to do a chore and they're like,
you do everything.
Him hawing and oh God, it's the end of the world. You're putting so much weight on me.
Yeah.
My children don't totally respond that way, but so they, you know, they're, we're pushing, we're wanting to get away from responsibility. And it's like, no, you were designed for this. You're designed for that. I just want to make sure somebody hears that today. Like, you're designed to carry things. And yes, it will be a load. And yes, it will be tough at times. And yes, it may feel like it's too much to bear. But what's happening is, if God is in it and you are yielding to him, then he's using it to improve you, to strengthen you. There's only one way to get stronger.
Yeah.
It's to move something that's heavier than what you're used to moving. Even if it's 5 pounds or 2.5 pounds in some ways. Yeah. So
yeah, I think
pressure's not bad. Pressure can be
especially
really good.
In jiu-jitsu.
Oh. If as long as you're in the right position to get pressure.
Then you get marks for that. I was just realizing as we were talking that what we were talking to, the whole pressure aspect, and when we're giving ourselves the availability of going through it ourselves, I literally just had this epiphany that I actually react and have more of a burden on my heart for watching other people going through pressures, especially people that are close to me. Mm. You know, my children, I think, are one thing. Our children, obviously, the thing I do hold on to with that aspect of it, you know, dealing with it, is I know they're covered by me. So then my prayer, you know, for them and my interceding for them is key in that regards. But I recognize now, just while we're sitting here, that like for other people that I love, my brothers and sisters in Christ, which prompted this whole subject on my heart, was I almost tend to internalize that more so than I do my own pressures. Mm-hmm. And I, even though I speak all of these things to them in the times that they're experiencing and try and remind them of, you know, who they are and all of the things that we're called to and meant to do to walk alongside our brothers and sisters in, you know, times of need.
Right.
I just realized that I feel like there's more. Mm-hmm. I think there's more that I need to be doing. And that's why I have such a burden in my heart and my spirit for those people when they're going through their pressures.
Yeah. That's cool. You're speaking to something that came to mind for me too, is out of Galatians, you know, about bearing one another's burdens.
Yeah.
And so we see somebody who is overwhelmed or they're heading towards overwhelm and their burdens are too heavy. Mm. And so we, as brothers and sisters, are meant to run over and help them bear the burden, right? And that we may need to bear that with them for a time until the burden becomes lighter or until they become strengthened. Mm. And so that we're called to do that as brothers and sisters. I love what you're saying. I feel like the Spirit of God was like telling you something, but then also telling us all like, hey, don't forget. Pressure comes sometimes, or that the overwhelming pressure. That's coming because either we took on too much or we're under oppression of the enemy, where he's overwhelming. He's trying to put so much on us. And that could be a mindset thing, like, I have to do all this. I have to take everything on. Nobody's helping me. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this all alone. And as soon as you start thinking those things, those are overwhelming thoughts. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we're being overwhelmed, the enemy, like a bully, is dogpiling us.
Yes.
And throwing, well, what about this? And you have to do that too. And God, they're not doing this for you. And what does the Bible say? Mm-hmm. Cast all your cares upon him, Jesus, for he cares for you. And so sometimes walking with each other is literally doing that, taking up the place in the yoke with our brother and sister to carry the burden with them, and then encourage them, like, you got to throw some of this on Jesus, because some of this we can't solve today. Some of it you can't bear on your own anyways, no matter how strong or how many scriptures or how much you prayed. No. Like, some of this has to be carried by him. And that comes with us learning how to entrust these responsibilities, these things we're accountable for, into his hands and put them on his shoulders, where they really belong.
Yeah. I think, you know, cause there might not always be a way to lift the external pressure, but the internal pressure, there is a way.
That's good.
And that's to rest in him.
Yeah.
You know, to say that I am secure in him, like that he's my fortress, my refuge, my strength. I'll be still and know that he is God.
Right.
He will break the bow and shatter the spear, you know, burn the chariot with fire. He's the one that's going to make wars cease to the ends of the earth, right? He's the one that's going to do these things. Even the war within me, you know, I can be like, okay, Lord, like you said, I entrust this to you. You're the only one that can really handle this. And when he bears you through some of those things, you have more of a compassion to notice others. Mm-hmm. And you go, I don't want them to go through that by themselves. Right. I know what it's like to go through that with only the Lord, and you can do it.
Right.
If somebody hears that and you think like, I can't do it alone, you're not alone. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus is like, you guys are all going to desert me, the eve of the crucifixion.
Right.
But he said, the Father's always with me.
Yeah. That's good.
No, the Father abandoned him. No, that's false doctrine. Okay. The Father was always with him. Yeah. Okay. And so the Father will always be with you. The Holy Spirit will always bear with you. Mm. Even if you grieve him, he's not going anywhere.
Right.
Okay. But when he bears you through something like that, he then makes you a minister, mm-hmm. where you're like, I now see, you know, and people don't want to ask for help when they're overwhelmed. They don't even have the energy to say, you know what? I should really, you know, call for a babysitter. I should really ask someone to bring dinner to my house. I should really, you know, hire somebody, pay them $10 to clean my bathroom. It would be like $100 now. $100, someone come and clean my house, you know. They could do those things maybe if they thought about it, but they are just not going to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so if we actually see that, we can help do that. Maybe we can offer some stuff. Maybe we can refer them to people. Maybe we can just say, hey, I just want to call you and pray with you right now. There's so many things that we can do if we're thinking about it. I mean, my mom sends me texts all the time that I don't always respond because I'm not, you know, perfect son, you know, but I read them. I'm like, it's very encouraging, you know, and that's what we can do is like, there are things that don't seem like they're that much, but, but if we have the eyes to see,
right,
we help somebody else with their internal or external, pressures.
Right.
You know, but for us, like I would say like, there's always the answer for the internal pressure.
I love that.
Paul, he was like, you know, Paul was no stranger to the internal and external pressure. Mm-hmm. I think it's 2 Corinthians 4. He goes, we had wars within as well as without.
Right.
You know, and he's like, we despaired of our life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where it starts. But he's like, but that made us rely on him that raises the dead.
Yeah.
And he learned, like you're saying, to be like, okay, like I will sit down and rest.
Right.
I'll entrust myself to the one who judges justly, you know,
mm-hmm.
Even it says in Peter, let the one that suffers according to the will of God,
mm-hmm.
Let him entrust himself to the one who judges justly.
Yep.
So, I mean, those are all trials. It's not, you're not going to do it perfect.
Right.
We have to be formed. And that's another word of encouragement is like, I'm doing really bad in this trial. It's like, well, okay. You know, probably not. Like it's probably squeezing you down just a little bit. And then it's like, eventually the master sculptor is going to be turning you into something.
Yeah.
But at first you're like, there's a big marble block and you're like, well, all he did was scrape away a few inches. Nothing looks any different, but there was a few inches that are chipped away. So
yeah.
I just felt like when you were talking about seeing the needs of our brothers and sisters or seeing the sculpture, that's not necessarily, you know, with our eyes, that our spirit, seeing with our spirit is even that much more important in that regards. Cause like, sometimes Holy Spirit will put on us somebody or a situation or any of that kind. And we just need to be open and aware of it. And if God put somebody on your heart, I feel like I need to say this. If God put somebody on your heart, there's a reason for it.
That's right.
Even just sending that text like Pastor David's mom does or whatever, it may just saying hi, thinking about you, whatever it may be, that can mean the world to somebody and be helping them and actually be a little bit of helping lift that weight for that individual while they're going through something and you just don't even know it.
Yeah.
And then also being able to deal in the spirit of reliance on God, then when you only think that it's just scraped on the surface of that granite or marble or whatever it is, you actually know that there's something else there in your spirit.
That's really good. I was seeing two things, but I've seen this phrase, the pressure of purpose. Like our purpose in the Lord is to obviously be born of God and then to grow. And growth, there's all kinds of pressure with growth. I'll put it in a tree metaphor. You know, the seed goes in the ground and then it gets watered and the pressure of the water breaks open the seed and then the shoot comes up, but then it has to push through the pressure of the earth and actually puncture through the earth, and then it has to start to grow, but the roots have to go down simultaneously, and so roots are going down into earth, and there's pressure against that, and it's finding a way. Like I just want to say that word to somebody, like, you're finding a way. Your first way is the way, is Jesus, and then the second way is his body, and that's helping us find a way through the pressures. There will be pressures in life, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke about this, John 16. In this world, you will have
trouble or tribulation. And if you look up those words, it's actually one of the definitions literally is pressure. Like there will be something on
perasmos,
you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. There will be pressure. But he says, take heart, I've overcome the world and its pressures. Mm-hmm. And it's and that is, I'm going to categorize that as excessive pressure. Mm-hmm. But then there's necessary pressure. Mm-hmm. There is only one way for that tree to become all of what it was purposed to become. Mm-hmm. It has to go through seasons of pressure, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to go through years of development. It has to get to the place to where all that pressure at the beginning of the journey of the tree will allow it to bear fruit and hold the weight of the fruit. It won't topple over. It won't be top heavy, right? It's actually bottom heavy. Mm. It's everything below the surface is which is holding that person.
Some of us relate to that more than others.
Yeah. Top heavy versus bottom heavy. Yeah.
I just had a vision when we're talking about like the pressure and what pressure does is of a baby in a womb. Mm-hmm. The womb is perfectly pressurized to provide what is needed for that baby to grow and develop the way that it is meant to. And if it didn't have that perfect pressure, you start seeing issues happening, right? Mm-hmm. In development with the mother, who is the house, like all these things that are going on in there. Like God is so strategic in everything that he does. And pressures in our lives. And another thing I feel like I need to point out is that we are always under some sort of pressure, right? Technically, even like what we're in right now, being here right now, we're in a type of pressure. We just don't necessarily feel it. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's only when it becomes excessive or something outside of our norm that we start to recognize it. Sure. And so it's one of those things that if we can get to a point in our own mind and heart and body for some things that we recognize that pressure is a requirement of life and our purpose,
that's good.
Then I think it also will help us then to retain and to build upon the assets and the tools that we've been given to work through them.
That's good. I'm going to add to that real quick, pressure relief.
Yes.
So there is relief for the excessive pressure, and then there's relief in the necessary pressure. The first relief in the necessary pressure is leaning on the Lord, of course. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Like your strength will be renewed as you trust the Lord and as you lean on him, which is, it's awesome. It's like, help me hold this up. And he's like, okay. Mm-hmm. He also said, take up your cross every day. So there's something that you have to bear. There's something that will press on you, let's say, but it's great. Why? Because it's going to produce in you something that is godly. You're going to become like him. But the excessive pressure, there's always relief. I just want to tell you right now, God always has relief for his children. If there's excessive pressure, again, that is running to him first. It's being in the word. It's praying, casting your cares upon the Lord. Lord, this is weighing on my heart. This is weighing on my... When you were saying that about your friends, I was like, yeah, there's a time where we do need to bear one another's burdens, but one of the ways that we bear them up is in prayer and through intercession. And so we intercede on their behalf, but we're interceding, and if you will, we're lifting up that burden to rest it upon the one who died for us and bore all of our pains and sufferings and pressures and tribulation, and all of that was put upon him.
Yeah.
All the cares, all the woes, all that was put upon him. So we're lifting up the burden from our friend and putting it upon Christ. It's not our burden to bear indefinitely, right? We are nobody's savior, but we are their, we're their brother, and we lay down our lives for each other and lifting up that burden. And then Jesus brings the pressure relief. And he can dismantle oppression like no problem. He can dismantle all the pressure from the world system and their enticements. It's, you know, the world system is either doing one of two things. It's saying you're not enough or you're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. So it's either the pressure of you don't measure up, or it's the pressure of you need more. You haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Right. And they're both kind of the same lie, but they prey upon two different people at two different places in life, right? Like, I don't believe enough about myself. I don't think I can do it. I'm feeling too much pressure. And my natural pressure relief is alcohol. Mm-hmm. Or my natural pressure relief is drugs or, you know, movies or entertainment or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I go get relief from the pressure in a way that is not what God designed for us. But instead, what God wants us to do is say, hey, look, I got all these things coming on me. Is this pressure from part of my development, mm-hmm. or is it excessive? And it's actually pressures and weights and things from the world. And those we can push off or begin to push off or cast them upon the Lord. And that word cast is very interesting. I don't know why I'm remembering the definition right now, but it means to like to throw something carelessly. Like you don't care about it. You throw something carelessly, you cast it off, and it doesn't matter to you where it lands, mm-hmm. which is interesting. So he says, cast your cares upon Christ.
Shed it.
With intention.
There's an intentional pushing of it off, not just pushing it and getting it away from me. Get away from me. Get away. It's like, let me push this onto Jesus because this is what he did mm-hmm. for us, and let him share the load, help relieve what is unnecessary, and help me bear what is necessary. Because what I bear is going to bring to, oh, play on words, bring to bear his purposes in my life. Yeah. So it's good. And your metaphor with the kids, well, the kids come forth in this pressurized womb, and then there's a relief of pressure, and then there's a different kind of pressure, and then there is a baby that comes through. Yeah. You know, like life comes, oh man, life comes forth through pressure.
Yes.
It's not bad, it's good. But we have to seek the one who can bring pressure relief. We have to cast off the unnecessary worldly pressure, and we'll be all right.
The pressure doesn't have to be pain.
That's good.
Great point.
Ooh.
So, you know, the thing is to realize that, you know, what are most of the unbearable pressures that we face are like shame, mm-hmm. Fear, fear of death,
right?
Fear of suffering, fear of loss. There are these fears that fear of, like you said, not I'm not enough or I'm not doing enough. The fear that, you know, I'm unworthy, mm-hmm. and like just full, I'm failing. Mm-hmm. I'll never make it. I'm screwing this thing up. Those are thoughts. Like you said, they're overwhelming thoughts.
Yeah.
And the gospel cancels all those.
Yeah.
If you believe the gospel, if you believe that you're righteous in Christ, that he looks at you, he says, you know, you measure up, you are as you should be. That's the definition of righteousness. You are as you should be. Mm-hmm. I've made you, I've put the seed of the new life in you. Everything to handle all the pressure, it's already resident in the seed.
Right.
Everything to live is already resident in the child.
Right.
The pressure is going to, you know, it's like, there doesn't have to be this internal pain. Mm-hmm. Like, cause it's, and like you said, cast your cares. It's like shedding it, mm-hmm. because guess what? He already has borne that.
Right. Yeah.
You said that, like he carried on the cross, like a sponge, all of our curse, all of our sin, all our shame, all our pain. He carried our sufferings as like the early church fathers. Mm-hmm. They're like, he carried all our pain. Mm-hmm. Like that's what they always say.
Yeah.
And he shouldered all of it, you know, and we have to let him be the one. We have to let that be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not, okay, well, Jesus said he took this, and he said I can rest, and he said I'm already where I should be, and he said I'm a ruling son. I'm sitting on the lap of the Father in heaven.
Right. Right.
But I think, you know, maybe I'm not. Mm. You know, maybe the world told me I'm not. Maybe my spouse told me I'm not. Maybe my employee or my employer said I'm not. And that could be like, it could resonate. I mean, it's going to resonate because you're living in the world.
Yeah.
But you cannot believe that you actually were crucified to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know, do I believe the gospel? Because the gospel clears out all the pain.
Right.
Jesus took all the pain.
Yeah.
Like if I lean against his chest, I shouldn't be in pain.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And it's like there could be external pain, but I should not be in internal pain.
Yeah.
There's no internal pain in the gospel. There's wholeness and peace.
Right.
One day there will not even be external pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's penetrating into the world through healing, through us believing that we're free from pain and sorrow and childbirth, right. Us believing there's going to be a people that never even has to die,
right.
A physical death.
Mm-hmm.
These are all outflows. The whole creation can escape the bondage of decay.
Yeah.
Romans 8.
Yeah.
All we're doing is quoting the scripture. You know, it's like the curse has actually all been removed by Christ.
Yes.
Our faith is what has to match that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through pressure we learn that it does match.
Mm-hmm.
The more we lean in, the more that it does match. The faith matches reality.
Right.
The more I fight that, the more I just am like, you know, I gotta solve myself. I've got to take, how do I get rid of this pain and this inadequacy and this unworthiness?
Sure.
Just give up. That's all religion. That's all striving. That's all self-help, self-fixing, self, self-aggrand, self, you know, fulfillment.
Yeah, it's self-self.
And you're like, you just give up. It's obsolete.
Sure.
You're already on the throne. You're already righteous in Christ. If you believe in it, you know, you should believe in him. And then you have to actually trust him. And it's much easier to say for me, you guys should trust that Jesus removes all the pain from your pressure.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say that. But, and I know it's true. I have to learn to lean into that.
Yeah.
Like, why am I feeling, I'm getting hit by a ton of stuff. But I shouldn't, that shouldn't affect my internal world.
Right.
Because I should be looking at him eye to eye.
Right.
I should be seeing the delight that Abba has for me all the time, eye to eye.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm actually okay.
I think that's really good.
I'm okay here.
Would you say though, David, like, I love what you're saying there, that as we mature, we actually grow in that ability for it to not weigh on our soul, right? Yeah. Like there's going
to
be,
there's
external pressures. I love what you were saying just there. I was getting a clear picture of that. There's external pressures. There's things we need to do, but it shouldn't weigh. Mm. It shouldn't weigh down, let's say, or overburden the soul.
Right.
Sure.
And so, sometimes we're overburdened in our mind. Like our mind is just toast.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Or sometimes we're physically toast. Right. Or sometimes we're emotionally, you know, our heart is just so overwhelmed. Right. And there's a scripture says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Like there has to, I have to go to a structure.
Mm-hmm.
For thou has been a shelter and a refuge. There needs to be something that helps hold up. I was thinking about the word integrity, because that's really what it's about. It's our integrity of our character.
Mm.
And I'm going to also say the integrity of our new nature. Mm-hmm. Like we have a nature that has integrity built into it. It's like going back to that fruit tree metaphor. The integrity of the plant is quite weak initially, and then until it's tethered to something that will help it grow straight. And when the roots get deep enough and they get thick enough and there's a maturing, what happens is there's such integrity in that plant that it can withstand not only standing on its own, or I'll say in an orchard because it's not by itself, but also withstand seasons of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, right? It absorbs in the tree and the tree is bending over, but it can withstand it and remain like structurally integrity. It has its structural integrity still, and the weight of the fruit. And it's not only that, it says, and as oaks of righteousness, the branches will support the weight of trees and other things landing and taking up like residency in those. Like, so we're built to be, to have that integrity. And sometimes it is just staying in it long enough. I just want to say this again to some people, because I think so often we are trying to get out from underneath what is a pressurized situation. I'm not saying a bad, oppressive situation. Yes, you need to get out from under that, and the Lord will help you deliver. It will quickly, again, easily, mercifully deliver you from that. And you probably may need some help to do that, because that's why he gave the bodies for us to love and care and shoulder that burden. Like we were speaking out of Galatians there, but also there is a pressure that is, I believe, is from the Lord, because as his children, there's something we're meant to carry and to bring forth into this world, and that is the life of Christ. And there's going to be an opposition that doesn't want that to come forth. There's going to be, you know, pressure from the world, and maybe even not its people, but just the fact we're in this fallen state, we have to push against it. And so,
you know, within us, there's an ever flowing spring of living waters,
right?
Holy Spirit is the one that really should be pressurizing us from the inside.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit's water is flowing through us. The wine of the new covenant is within us, you know, the breath of God, the wind of God is blowing through us. Mm-hmm. So if we have all this internal heaviness, we're never going to be moved by the wind.
No.
We're just never going to be moved by the water. We're never going to flow with the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that is the right pressure that you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And with the integrity, I mean, you think of integrity with a pipe or with a hose or with a wine skin.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be integrity to that, or it just all, like Jesus is like, the wine skin's going to burst.
Right.
So what he's doing, all this pressure actually creates you like this perfect pipe. You know, it's like It's going to bring the Cartesian springs, you know, the Artesian springs, you know,
right.
out from the depths, you know,
right.
and then actually God's life can flow from you in the midst of very overwhelming situations.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so if good. We don't have that, if we're just totally, there's holes blown in us, in our internal structure, like the water just goes, you're like, yeah. why isn't the fruit of the Spirit coming out of my life? Mm-hmm. I'm being squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought if I squeeze an orange juice comes out. That's right. what my kids pastor told me. That's what my junior pastor, junior high. That's what David used to tell junior high students, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, now I'm getting squeezed. And it's like every curse word that I've ever heard is coming out, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, my internal structure is compromised
right.
with fear, shame, inadequacy, all those things. It's mm-hmm. just like, I won't be able to do it. I'm alone. You know, like all those things mm-hmm. is blowing holes in you. So it's like by internalizing the gospel, by internalizing Christ as your life,
yeah.
as the one that makes you complete,
yeah.
not anything external.
Right.
Well, now the Holy Spirit can flow through me with power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. it may seem like, oh, shoot, like, you know, and it's not even going to feel like pressure. It's going to feel like flow. You
yeah.
know,
you're just yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's going to feel like I'm on the wind.
That's good.
That's the ideal. I mean, and we have to mature into that.
That's so cool.
You don't just start. I mean, maybe when you're a new Christian, you're like, this is amazing. I just right. got the Spirit, you know, but over then the enemy's like, oh, we better try to do something about that guy, you know, and then over time you overcome that and you yeah. become this well-forged, well-matured child mm-hmm. seed, mm-hmm. oak of righteousness, you know,
yeah.
you become this great pipe that's just gonna, this wineskin that's just gonna
conduit,
contain
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
all of God's blessings,
yeah,
you know.
It's really good.
And yeah, just give it patience on that. Like, look mm-hmm. at yourself and be like, you know, I didn't do so well, but like, I'm maturing.
Yeah.
I'm not a big failure.
No.
I'm growing into
yes.
everything that he's given me.
Yeah.
Like the waters, there's no problem with the flow
mm-hmm.
from the Holy Spirit in mm-hmm. the inner man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't have to figure out how to get Holy Spirit in there, get him flowing, get him blowing, you know, get him breathing. He's doing it real good. Even right. from the newest Christian, as soon as you're born again, he's like, we just need to build some pipes. We need to build mm-hmm. some hose systems here,
sure.
some irrigation systems
sure.
for the desolate lands around us, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
and it can come out. So. Yeah. Anyway, if that made any sense.
It did, definitely. I'm feeling that I need to emphasize the contributor that you spoke to earlier in regards to how we allow the worldly pressures to be exacerbated in a way. You kept referring to the mm-hmm. word fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm supposed to remind people that fear is not of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God did not give us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
So if that is something if that's going to be something that exacerbates the pressure that you're feeling in the mm-hmm. moment, just continue to remind yourself of the truth.
Yeah.
That is not God.
Yeah.
That is not God.
That's good. I'll tag so on to that confusion. Mm-hmm. Confusion. These are all devices of the mm-hmm. enemy that bring us into this place of being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, when my heart is overwhelmed, that is, if I am emotionally overwhelmed for whatever reason, if I am mentally overwhelmed, if I am distraught, you know, physically overwhelmed, like you're just working a lot or doing a lot, right? I know that's a common saying where it's just, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. What we mean is there's a lot on me. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling the weight of all of this. Then God didn't build you or it's not his desire for you to be underneath those things. Those things are oppressive
mm-hmm.
and they bring us into this state of overwhelm. That overwhelming is this like idea of suffocating. Like that's just, it's around you. The actual definition is that you're surrounded on all sides and above you. That's overwhelm.
Right.
Like I said, dog pile, it makes it sound nice, but it's just something is completely covered and is unable, and it's pressured, right? You're like in there and you're unable to get out, or at least it seems that way. That's the deception. You can always get out. There's always a relief to that pressure. And fear, you know, we run to things to help us not feel a certain way, but you need to bring to the Lord how you feel. You need to bring to the Lord what you're thinking. You need to bring him all of your soul. And submit those to him, and he'll help you. He'll help you. And, you know, it's really important too, is this other idea of pressure relief that we have to confess one to another and pray one for another that we might be healed. You know, it's a very simple fact that when you speak about what's on your heart, you're beginning to relieve the pressure
mm-hmm.
because you're starting to express outward
what's pressing on you inside. Some of that is
meant express the press.
Yeah. Some of that is meant to, like, I'm going to just say kind of filter through, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's coming in, but you need to purge it out. And that's good. That's normal. That's healthy. But you need to do that with somebody that you trust, that can share and shoulder that burden, that can walk with you for a period of time. You need to trust them, you know, and of course be putting it before the Lord. And then as you're that pressure is relieved to a degree, then you'll be able to think straight, feel emotions will kind of settle down. And we can navigate again, and it's good. This is normal, by the way. Every human being goes through this. Everybody feels pressure, overwhelmed, and they feel that weight of responsibility. Like this, it's part of the human experience. It's just what we're all going to experience.
I'm thinking about, God, he doesn't delight in the things that hurt us, but he will always redeem those things to forge us. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about, we're always going to be squeezed in life,
right?
But there's certain things that they don't get hurt by being squeezed. Mm-hmm. And we get to the point where, you know, fire doesn't get hurt by being squeezed. Right. Oil doesn't get hurt by being squeezed. Mm-hmm. Neither does wine.
Right.
Neither does water. Like, neither does love. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't get hurt. It's just like, all that's going to happen is you're just going to redirect the oil or the fire or the love.
That's good.
It's just going to redirect it. And so he's actually bringing us to the place where we can be squeezed absolutely painlessly and just to be redirected, whatever's in us, to be redirected where it's going to bring life and where it's going to bring healing and
really
and
good,
just all that. So just understand, like, there is this this forging process that God's putting us through. Mm-hmm. That church fathers use the metaphor of putting a sword in the fire, and the sword gets so infused with the fire that it takes on the properties of fire without becoming the fire.
Right.
But it's just like, so he's actually just doing that. He's infusing us with the divine nature. Yeah. He's just infusing our humanity with God without us ceasing to be human.
Yeah. Right?
And that is like, if you're God, you're not going to be worried about external pressures and you're not God. I mean, but it's like, what I'm saying is you're totally infused with God,
right?
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You're partaking of the divine nature. And by the way, the one who fully partook of the divine nature went through a lot of pressure. He cried out with searing vehemence, to God during his earthly life.
He was bleeding.
He was like,
it brought about a physical condition, the level of pressure that was put upon him, the sin of the whole world.
And that labor brought forth a new creation.
Yeah. You're tying them all together, brother. I love it.
That brought forth the forest of the oaks of righteousness by the planting of his seed in the ground, the seed of his body.
Praise so out, Dave.
Close
us out, Pastor Dave.
Through there. All right.
That was good.
Well, God, Father, you know that this is easier said than experienced.
True.
You know the things that I say going through this stuff. And so, God, I just thank you that you're always so merciful, and you always want to hear what's really going on within us, God. And you never ask us to just pretend like it's okay and just say, well, it's all right, God's got it, but through an organic relationship with you, God, I just pray that those listening, just through a real authentic relationship with you, they would receive release from oppression of the enemy, from fear, from shame, from guilt, from unworthiness, from self-hatred, from feeling as a failure. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for the truth of the gospel. God, I just pray for everybody that's hearing this and for us, that we would celebrate what you're doing and how you're redeeming every trial, even the things that grieve us and that they grieve you as well. But you always redeem them, Father. You always infuse us with more and more of Christ in these times. God, I just pray that you'd bring us to the place where pressure creates no pain, and where we move by the wind, where we move by the Spirit, we move by the love of the Father, just as Jesus did. And God, that I thank you again that where we're crushed, it brings forth life for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And help us to be mindful of those around us who are being overwhelmed, and to bear their burdens, to be the Holy Spirit to them, to come alongside them and just lift them up. So God, we do thank you so much that we can entrust ourselves into your hands. And we know that you'll never leave us or forsake us. You're so amazing, God, and precious, and, you're worth everything to us. So, God, I just ask a special blessing over those hearing, that are in the midst of trial. They're in the midst of feeling totally overwhelmed. They don't know how to connect with you in this moment. I pray that you'd give them a prayer, Holy Spirit, that you'd give them a groan, that you'd give them a tongue, that you'd give them a lamentation, and God, that you'd bring them back to the fullness, just back to wholeness, back to trust, back to reliance, back to rest in the inner man. God, just set the raging sea to calm. Set those that are tormented in their soul back to rest, back to the peace that Christ won for us, God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord, thank you, God, that you are moving. God, you are moving and you are helping and you are you're healing. And God, you are actually pouring out from us to bring new life. So God, just help us to just be to be flexible in your hand. If there's one thing that these things do, God, they just they remove our rigidness and they create flexibility. And it's not always what we want, God, but I do thank you for the flexibility, God, and the ability to love in every situation. Keep our eyes on you so that we can do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
See you next time.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode. And for more information, visit spiritschoolofministry.com.